Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and I am so glad you tuned into this show today. I have information that is beyond vital for you to understand, and it reflects some of the things I do and how much I love to do this. What it reflects is uncovering another upcoming myth being shoved down the public's throat about cancer therapy. Now, we're all familiar with chemotherapy and radiation. Whether you know it or not, chemo and radiation have not proved to truly be effective. I think generally this audience and even the general public understands those therapies for cancer have failed. In oncology today, any of you with cancer, you're not going to get much argument out of your oncologists citing the statistics and pointing out that chemo and radiation don't really work. I think its day is almost over. But I'm doing this show today because we have another therapy for cancer coming down the pipe, and you're going to be receiving it, hearing about it, reading about it, having it touted as the new cure-all. It's called immunotherapy. And as I've consistently told you on this show years back, the advent and development of our understanding of genetics and genes and expression of genes and epigenetics are all going to fuel new medicines in many, many different areas. Well, one of the main areas you're going to see our understanding of genetics affect therapy is in cancer therapy. And we've got this concept now. You're going to read about it on the cover of Time magazine. Your first hint of it was when Angelina Jolie made the decision, counseled by her doctors, to remove her breasts because she had the BRCA genes. In other words, she had a bunch of genes whose genetics dictate higher possibility for getting cancer, and therefore she, in her decision, her personal decision, counseled by her doctors, made the wise choice to take and remove her breasts so she would, of course, forestall the disease. Now, this was one of our early and highly touted. I mean, she hit the cover of Time magazine with this. I think the same year she was Woman of the Year on the cover of Time magazine. I don't want to speculate if one produced the other or not, but bottom line is this is coming down the pipe. An offshoot of that is that when you have cancer, and again, if you have cancer, one thing that does work for a lot of people is cutting out the tumor. It's not a bad idea, because that tumor is a huge load to the immune system. And I can tell you, watching people over the years, that taking out that tumor when that tumor's small, before that tumor metastasizes, is a really good idea. So don't ever get it wrong. There's aspects of classic oncology that worked. One of them that didn't work was chemo. The other one that didn't work is radiation. They never really had data to support that. But if you have a breast tumor, a lung tumor, a tumor wherever, and you can have that taken out before it gets into the lymph, you better do that. Our problem with cancer since Nixon, remember President Nixon in the 70s, the war on cancer? Right? In the 60s, LBJ declared the war on poverty. In the 70s, Nixon declared the war on cancer. And of course, if you look at the statistics, whether you're talking cancer or anything else, we really haven't made that much of an inroad. We're not that much more successful when we treat metastatic disease. So once it spreads, we have the problems we had 50 years ago, bottom line. So along comes this new therapy called immunotherapy. Now, I'm calling this the myth of immunotherapy, the myth. Because what it comes down to is this. The problem with metastasis, and those of you doing these holistic models for cancer, going to these nice clinics, spending a ton of money because you know you need to make a move because classic oncology isn't going to work. Let me tell you, these immunotherapies aren't working either. But before I go there, let me tell you what immunotherapy is. Once the cancer cells metastasize, what they do is trick the immune system. And the way they trick the immune system, and of course, this is why now more people get their cancer profiled. A lot of people, after they have the tumor taken out, get the tumor sent to Guardant Lab or Tempest Lab or any of these big shot labs in the U.S. and abroad, and the tumor is basically read to see what its genetic markers are. Now, what that means is one of the ways a tumor will deceive whether it's the drug you're getting or whether it's the immune system itself. One of the ways cancer will deceive it is by putting these doorways, or what we call markers, on its cell membrane that will either put our immune system to sleep or neutralize the drug. One famous example of this is when women deal with estrogen-receptive breast cancer and they take tamoxifen. The concept is that the tamoxifen is going to block the estrogen receptor, and on that basis, the cancer is not going to grow and spread. Very standard treatment for any female diagnosed with an estrogen-receptive breast cancer. She's given tamoxifen or some analog of tamoxifen. This has been done for years. Guess what happens? I mean, I've seen this happen dozens of times. The tamoxifen works, and then lo and behold, the tumor metastasizes somewhere else, like the liver. And the question becomes, how could it metastasize to the liver when I've been on tamoxifen? And of course, when they take the tumor out of the liver and they biopsy it, you're told it's now resistant to tamoxifen. What did the tumor do? The tumor is supposed to still be affected by that drug or any other you were given. So why would the liver tumor that metastasized off the breast all of a sudden not be affected? Simply because it developed a way to send something to its membrane to block the action of the tamoxifen. So this is what tumors do. Once they're in the metastatic state, they think. And as they think, everything you throw at it, it develops a way to put another little doorway on its membrane that's going to interact with the drug you're giving it, the chemo drug, or I'll explain otherwise, and it neutralizes the drug that you threw at it. And this is the problem. Tumor cells think. They react to what you throw at them. And of course, they do it by checking in to their DNA and flipping genes around. In other words, turning on genes and turning off genes so that they can adapt in a successful way to their environment. The failure of chemo, I'm just citing tamoxifen as one example, is because these cancer cells will think. They will outthink the drug that's being given. And so what does everybody know cancer is then? You have the tumor, you cut it out, you pray that it hasn't spread through the body, then you find out it's metastasized, then they start hitting you with heavy chemo, and within a year or two or three, you've been hit with a multitude of chemo drugs because the cancer cell keeps outthinking the drug. Outthinking the drug, meaning it keeps going into its gene box and turning on genes that will cause markers or compounds built into the membrane of the tumor cell to interact with the drug and neutralize the drug. Now, that's the sad story of how we treat cancer today, after it metastasizes. As I said before that, hope you can find the tumor when it's small and get it out when it's small and forget about it and be told, your tumor, we caught it early, it was stage zero, don't worry about it. You have an extremely low possibility that you'll ever see a metastatic state. That's where tumors have been effectively dealt with. That's where oncology has done very well. Okay. So as I said, I think generally you're going to start to see oncology fail, or they're going to start to argue less in a very short period of time. Of course, I think they're going to have to work the financial end of this out, insurance-wise, etc. But I know that the next wave coming will be the cancer patient being told they have a metastasis, but they're not going to go to chemo and radiation because of side effects, because studies now, you'll see, these studies that were supposed to work are now going to be deemed ineffective. I mean, that is a laugh. They were ineffective 20 or 30 years ago, but now it's going to be admitted, or at least glossed over, and we're going to get into immunotherapy. Now, what does that mean? Immunotherapy, which is going on presently today on a multitude of levels, utilizes this phenomenon whereby the cancer cell has a marker on it that will bind with an immune system cell. For instance, your T8 cells, your killer T cells, are critical immune system warriors that orchestrate the death of the cancer cell. And the killer T cell is going to have a compound on it. I want you to think of it like a finger. It's going to have a finger sticking out of the membrane of its cell. And that finger is going to end up fitting perfectly into a place it shouldn't go. And that place it shouldn't go is into a receptor site on a cancer cell. What a cancer cell will do is take a look at that finger that's sticking out of the membrane. You know, I'm simplifying it, obviously. That finger that's sticking out of the membrane of the immune system cell, of the killer T cell, the T8 cell. And that cancer cell will make a hole in its membrane or a receptor for that finger. And once the finger of the immune system cell binds into the receptor site that the cancer cell put there, that the cancer cell going into its own gene bank flipped things around to produce, the T cell is neutralized. The T cell, your immune system cell, the cell your body depends upon to eat that cancer cell, and if left unimpeded, will destroy your cancer. That T cell sticks its finger into this trap produced by gene alteration or gene expression in the cancer cell, multiplying at an infinitely faster rate, at a much faster rate than your cell. So you see, you got to remember this. Cancer cells are cancer cells because they don't go through the full cell cycle. They replicate, and they're done prematurely. So they replicate if they're fed, and this will be my point in a moment. They replicate much more quickly. So if you look at two cells, one that replicates slow, and the other that replicates infinitely faster, which one is going to be able to stay ahead in the genetic chess game? And that's the problem. The cancer cell is always going to win. You can't play genetics with a genetic chess game with a cancer cell, no more than you can play it with a bacterial cell. That's why we have bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics and growing rapidly today. And that's why we have the same thing going on in cancer. But you will not be told this. The idea today again, is to find that receptor site on the camera.